Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Thursday, July 24th, 2025 edition. Breaking news story, both in Washington, D.C., as well as potential implications to Lansing. Talking about it throughout the entire show today. Had a great interview with Lori Skibo and Dr. Phil O'Halloran. 9:30 to 10 o'clock, that would be the first hour, second segment on the podcast list. If you go to the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, you'll get the podcast listed there. It will be the fifth one down, hour one, segment two. Captain Jeff. Said he checked other FM stations during your EAS alerts, and they were broadcasting the same alert regarding severe weather. Big thunderstorm evidently heading now over Emmett County. So they are putting those alerts out everywhere. It's not just me, not just my show, but we do have a big storm coming, and so that's why they're putting out these alerts. Captain Jeff says the quality is very poor on your station. Yes, we get that via a AM radio that's set up out at the transmitter site. And sometimes with severe weather, the EAS alerts are very poor quality. I apologize for that, but that's the way our system is set up because of the location. As soon as the EAS alert ends, I'll announce the results. Melissa, Macomb Township, Michigan, District 9 State Committee member. He's also Macomb County Secretary. I'm so proud of our District 9 Warriors. Thanks for listening, Melissa. I appreciate that. I'll add you into my contact list. And I'm sure perhaps you saw the social media post that Lori and Dr. Phil and I believe Braden Jacobazzi put out about the interview. Well, I'm going to be sending them the podcast, and they are going to ask Braden to generate a video and put it out there either on YouTube or Rumble of that interview I did with them this morning. Okay, the EAS alert has stopped. We're fully back on the air with all of the components of the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The unscientific poll that I started at 11:21 through the EAS alerts, through the bottom of the hour news break, and now that we're back fully restored, 171 yeses. It is treason, and Barack Hussein Obama should not get governmental immunity for what he did in the Russia hoax. I got one N. No, it's not treason. Because Donald Trump was not the sitting president when he put out this information. Technically, he wasn't the sitting president. He was elected, going to be the president, but had not been sworn in office yet. Well, if Donald Trump was sworn in as president, Barack Hussein Obama would no longer be president. So if he did it after 12 noon on January 20th of 2017, Barack Obama was no longer the president. As soon as Donald J. Trump put his hand on the Bible and was sworn in and took the oath of office, he became the president. Barack was then the former president. So if he had done this after the swearing in, he wouldn't have governmental immunity anyway because he's no longer the president. He did it while he was still in office, still the president, the 44th president of the United States. So I understand your N for a no, but I don't think logistically it works out from a calendar point of view. He did it while he was the president. It's not an official act in the official capacity having to do with being the president, with being the commander-in-chief. It wasn't something he did where he sent troops into war or ordered an attack. Had nothing to do with policy. It had to do with politics. It wasn't an official act as president of the United States regarding policy, regarding being the commander-in-chief. It had to do with trying to spread negative stories out there that his media, his fake news, legacy, corporate America media repeated over and over and over again, ultimately leading to the impeachment of Donald Trump, the then sitting president. So I'm sorry, dude, but you're outnumbered 171-1. Stop texting me. I closed the polls. That's the official results I came up with when I came back from the break after the EES alert. 171 of you believe, yes, it was treason by Barack Hussein Obama, and therefore he should not receive governmental immunity. Well, evidently, privately, he's sending out messages to his people. Because one of the things you have to understand, folks, regardless of whether it's a Democrat doing it to a Republican, what if it ends up being a Republican doing it to a Democrat in future elections? We have an election in November of a presidential election year. The winner gets sworn in basically about 2 months later, January 20th of the following year. And in that interim period, the sitting president tries to undermine and put a story out there that basically the duly elected president was not duly elected by we the people. That basically a foreign government colluded, cyber hacked the election, changed votes from the loser to the winner in order to make them president of the United States to instill their puppet into the Oval Office. That's basically what Obama tried to do. Well, there's only one problem. You got a very old man by the name of James Clapper who does not want to go to prison. He is the biggest chicken crap on the planet Earth, would not last a day in prison. To lose his freedom, to be locked up, not going to happen. He is going to cut a plea deal. I guarantee he will get immunity from Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, to be able to testify and to absolutely drop all the dirt on Obama, James Comey, and John Brennan. It's coming. I cannot wait to get out my popcorn and sit and watch this testimony. Lord God, I pray that they have these hearings after 12 noon when I get off the air, because I want to sit there and eat my popcorn and watch it. I will record it on the DVR and I will play it back. Because he is going to sing his butt off as to what they did. It's got to come out, people. We got to have accountability. We have to have transparency. We have to make sure that all of our future elections are completely, absolutely 1,000% secure. They need to install firewalls. They need to do whatever they got to do from a technology standpoint to block any outside interference, any outside ability to cyber attack our data, our qualified voter files, the upload of the results that goes from the county clerks, which, again, break this down for you really quickly. County clerks do not run technically the election. Neither does the Secretary of State. You know who runs the elections? Your local clerks. Those are the people where you go into the polling place, whether it's your city, village, township, fire department, wherever it's at. Those are the people that run the election. You fill out your application for a ballot. You show them your driver's license. They give you a ballot. They instruct you on how to fill out the ballot and how to put it into the tabulator. And then you're given your little sticker, I voted. Well, guess what? At the end of the night, they go through the process of shutting the election down. The tabulator tapes are printed out with all of the final tally numbers on an actual NCR printed paper tape, along with a flash drive, a flash stick that is put into the tabulator machine, and they download all that information onto that flash drive. All the ballots are put into a lockable bag. Most of them are canvas. Some of them are metal or plastic. The ballots are put in there. One copy of the tabulator tape and one copy of the flash drive is also stuck in with the ballots and locked up. The other copy of the tabulator tape and another flash drive with the same data on it is driven then to the county clerk. The county clerk takes that flash drive, sticks it into the mothership at the county, and uploads all the 15 townships, city, villages, however many numbers you have in your county, and uploads the data to the Secretary of State. The county clerk is a funnel at the local level. The Secretary of State is the big funnel for the whole state. Then those records are transmitted to the news wires, and that's how we find out who wins the election. Unofficial results on election night is then confirmed 2 days later by the Board of Canvassers on Thursday after the election. Final segment. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I greatly appreciate all the information. What it looks like so far, from what I can gather, Kristen Marcus and Clayton up in Pickford and others, that the TuneIn app and the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, did not experience the EAS alerts. However, the Simple Radio app, which is tied into the radio station's website, WCHY.us, which did air the EAS alerts along with the radio station 97.7 FM. That is the part of the Patriot Voice radio network that did air the EAS alert. So bottom line, what I'd really like you guys to do is listen to the show on the website, if possible, yourdefendingfathers.com. We don't get any interruptions with ads like the TuneIn app does, and it is a direct feed to this microphone and the studio. So again, let everybody know, yourdefendingfathers.com with Trucker Randy. That's the website. That would be the best one to share with people. Let everybody you know, tell them to listen to yourdefendingfathers.com. The show is live 9 to noon Monday through Friday, but repeats every 3 hours on the stream player. So, for example, my first hour talking about Pat Kobach's breaking post about the Department of Justice sending a letter to Jocelyn Benson, giving her until the end of this month, a week from today, to come up with items to Washington. 7 days from today, before the end of the month, she's got to give these documents to Pam Bondi's Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division. Alleged violations of federal statutes, the National Voter Registration Act. Oh, baby, that's a federal law. It doesn't matter what Michigan election laws are, that's federal. In other federal statutes that she may have violated. Well, this is all a result of volunteerism by many, many, many patriots. And one of the biggest patriots for this entire cause that has actually cost him financially, former Senator gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach. God bless him and Angie for everything they've sacrificed for this effort. And I just thank God
that we have people like Kim and Lori Skibo and Phil O'Halloran and Braden Giacobazzi and others, Tim Vetter. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on, that have been involved in election integrity, who have been involved in this effort. And again, I beg you to come join us this coming Wednesday, July 30th, for the first Congressional District Republican Committee event down in McBain. Because much like the 9th Congressional District, they've got a lot of things that they want to accomplish this next year heading into the 2026 election. For every single one of you who texted me today in this unscientific poll, you need to run for precinct delegate next year. Yes, I'll be talking about it in March and April, May, once the filing is able to be done. You need to file an affidavit of identity and run to be a precinct delegate for the Republican Party next year. If you're a Democrat listening, you can file to be a Democrat precinct delegate and participate in your party's county party's activities, as well as your state party activities at a state convention. As far as Republicans go, we need you to be part of the vote for new leadership after the midterm election. After November of 2026, there's going to be an attempt to take over a lot of these local county parties away from the Patriots and back to the Bergman machine establishment Republicans. It's going to happen all across the 1st Congressional District. It's going to happen in other parts of the state. They don't like us. And they're going to try to take back the county parties. Why? Because when they take back the county parties, they get to pick who gets to go to the state convention for the state convention votes from precinct delegates. And we need to make sure that our delegates, our precinct delegates, get to go to the state convention next year, 2026, because we determine who the candidate's going to be for lieutenant governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, judges, and the universities. That is what we do at state conventions. And I need you guys to be precinct delegates next year. Join your local county parties and go to state conventions and join us there. The other side is raising a ton of money with fake Republican events, and they want you guys defeated. They want to take your voice away. They want to take your vote away. Well, we'll be talking about it next year. But be prepared. Let your spouse know that they need to join you. Both of you need to run. Be on the ballot with us. That's it for today's show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Playbacks, podcasts, listen on demand to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Now back to the music. 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local